Hi, and welcome to Solo Adventures
Together,
the podcast where we send each other on blind excursions to go do something fun.
And then we talk about it.
Yeah.
So what are we doing right now?
We're doing the talking.
Hold on. I feel like I went to some place, and now I'm back, and now we're talking about it.
Yep.
Interesting.
So if you haven't been to the podcast before, we are...
Take a seat. Pull up a bench seat.
Mm-hmm. I'm Nurse Huckleberry.
And I'm Duder.
And we are married, and we send each other...
Yeah, we're married. Back off.
We send each other to these events... And they're reasonably blind. We've decided that you get to find out the day before.
Why don't we call it legally blind?
Legally blind. Sure.
Because, you know, you can be legally blind.
And still have,
and
you know,
still
glasses.
And still see a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you find out the night before what you're going to. The time and date can be determined much earlier. So, you know, like I was like, hey, how do you feel about Saturday at 12:45 for whatever?
And I had to think.
Yeah.
What time would I have to wake up?
Yeah.
First of all.
And you're like, how far away is it?
How far away is it?
10 minutes.
It was more like 17.
Was it?
Yeah. A little bit of traffic in there.
So, I sent you this week to a beginning archery class.
If you can't see me, I'm doing the exact motion I did at archery class.
Yeah, just a quiver full of bows on the back, quick firing, doing a couple...
Sorry, I learned in archery class those are called arrows.
Oh my gosh, I said quiver full of bows, huh? I was all excited about saying quiver. Like,
you imagine if I have an arrow and then I'm pulling
bows out?
Bing!
Like the enemy gets them and...
They're like, whoa,
okay. And they're like, whoa, right, okay. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
What weight is it strung to?
Oh, got me right in the... Wait a minute. That's a bow.
Anyways, so I sent you to an archery class. Let me read the description of the class, because I took a screenshot.
Wow.
Of the thing.
We are high-tech here on the Solo Adventures Together podcast. It's me on the slip and slide. We like to take screenshots. We copy and paste stuff. We save locations and map, you know?
Yeah, very high tech. Okay, this was the Archery House San Diego meetup class. Join the beginning archery class with Coach Tara or Tara?
She did not say.
With Coach. From 12:45 to 2:15, we will go over range safety, proper equipment selection, the steps to shooting a recurve bow. This class is great for those who have never shot a bow before and also great for those who want to touch up on the basics to the sport, ages 10 to adult. All equipment is provided, but you're welcome to bring your own. We will end the class with a fun game. And this was a $30 event.
Which, unfortunately, there were no souvenirs for me to spend the rest of our $50 budget on. Also, I didn't get to bring anything home.
Yeah, so you went with just yourself and you came back with
just
yourself.
And came back with my memories. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was for youths as well. There was, I guess, one, like, teenager.
I mean, it said 10 and up.
But nobody used there were a lot of child bows.
Oh, interesting.
But there was no one that used the child bow.
Did that make you feel better or worse?
I feel like everyone was around the same age. Like, it was a very, you know, millennial group of people. It was interesting, the selection of people that went. Because I talked to maybe 5 or 6 different people while I was there. But I also did show up late. Would you like to know my journey of getting to this archery class?
Okay, before you get into that, let me tell you why I picked it.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious.
I mean, I think you know why in general I
Well, one of us needs to do the hunting when the world ends.
Sure. And if you know, we both know
it's going to be you.
But we both know that you might shoot it, but I'm going to have to clean it.
Oh, of course, I'm going to kill it and be like, ew, it's not dead yet.
Ew, it's not dead. You could break its neck or something.
Can you kill it?
Please.
You're like, all right.
So your dad does archery,
right? He has a very fond hobby of archery.
Archery, which you have maybe done a little tiny bit with him. But
he's definitely showed me his bow and arrow collection. And I've shot a couple of times.
And yeah, but you never really, how would I put it? Your dad's great, but he's not a particularly great teacher.
No. No, not really.
Not really.
He also did get in trouble with the city for shooting outside.
Well, in the backyard.
So into, they didn't like that.
Into a
target.
A regular target, yeah.
But yeah, they were like, no, you can't do that. And he was like,
well, he was doing it at 4 a.m.
What other time are you supposed to do it?
It is a little weird.
You gotta get the birds before they get the worm. Then you get the worm.
Yeah, then you get the worm, yeah.
Look, an early bird.
So I thought that you would enjoy it because your dad told you recently that you can have basically all the bows, that you're going to inherit all of his bows.
I might inherit some of the bow collection. Yes, that's true, which does include various bows. I think there's 17. Some of them are one of a kind, handmade bows.
But I also just thought that you'd enjoy it in general. You've got like a lot of upper body strength. I feel like you are built well for shooting a bow, you know?
You know, it turns out I am.
Yeah.
Turns out I am. Although, we'll find out later, I am not the ideal marksman. But
I mean, that's a practice skill.
Right. Well, yeah, it is a practice skill, especially, you know, it's like kicking a ball or throwing a ball.
Sure,
or,
but it definitely helps to have the build.
Right.
Going into it.
I mean, you know, to keep it short, it's a dominant hand versus dominant eye. And I have a dominant right hand, but a dominant left eye.
Oh.
So either I could shoot left-handed, so they match, or I have to start using my right eye.
Oh,
interesting. Or else I will aim left.
Or you just aim left and you account for it.
That's very hard to do. You're like, all right, I'm aiming exactly at the target. Let me just go, I don't know, 7 degrees this way.
Okay, well, all right. Why don't you tell me about your adventure?
So I woke up at the break of dawn, 12 p.m.
12 p.m., yeah.
12 p.m., jumped out of bed. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to be there on time. I'm going to be early.
Yeah.
Picked up my outfit, put my outfit on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, I really, really wanted like a cup of coffee, maybe a little snack. So I had a little bit of granola.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it.
No?
The coconut one.
Oh, because you ate all of your apple one.
Right. So yeah. I ate like 2 or 3 bites of that, and I was like, my stomach doesn't feel good. I don't like this. So then I didn't eat that rest of that. But I made a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I was moderately fueled. I had a fresh hot cup of coffee in my little Pusscat mug. I was like, I'm a little Pusscat today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some fun art. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to have some fun doing archery. So I had this cup of coffee. I was like, oh, it's so hot. Let me just take a sip. And I was like, all right, I got to go. So I put my shoes on. I go out to the car, and I was like, well, before I went to the car, I was like, maybe I should get the sippy cup, like the one with the lid.
Yeah.
Which I later find out doesn't even fit in
it. It does not fit in the cup holders.
Doesn't fit in the... So I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So
and
I
it keeps it way too hot, so you just can never drink it.
No, until you open it, and then it's going to slosh everywhere.
Yeah, and then
anyway.
It sloshes everywhere. Yeah, it's
so
terrible.
I get out there, and I was like, all right, I had the map ready on my phone. I was ready to go. I sit down in the car. I have my mug in one hand and my phone in the other hand, and I'm like... All right, the mug doesn't fit in the cup holder really well, so I can hold it while I drive. That's not a problem. So I just need to put my phone up. So I set the cup on my legs, kind of like on top of. I should have put it in between. That was stupid. I put it on top, and I lean just the tiniest bit to put my phone in. I get my phone in, and the cup tilts at my crotch and falls fully, like does a roll, and just splashes all over the ground. And the seat. So then my pants are just soaked with hot coffee from the waist, the crotch, my butt, all the way down to my knees. And then I stand up. I sit there for a second and I'm like, should I change? Is it going to dry? What do I do? I'm already late. I'm already like going to be late by a couple of minutes, according to the map. So I'm like, I can't go. Like my underwear are wet. I cannot go. Shoot arrows outside where it's already going to be hot.
Like fucking breezy.
So I bring in my coffee. It still had like an inch of coffee in it. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll drink that. I mean, that'll be fine. I leave my phone in the car. I leave the door wide open in the car. And I come inside, stripped down from the waist down, and I'm like, all right, I had to throw everything on the ground, and then I put new underwear on, new pants on, not the outfit I wanted to wear.
No.
So, and then I didn't get to take my little puss cat mug. Anyway, I get there, so I drive there. It was at, if anyone's familiar with San Diego, it was at Balboa Park, which is a super famous park.
It's very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very big park.
And I park near where the map says it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm already 2 minutes late at this point.
Right.
Because I went perfectly the speed limit and still got there on time somehow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, right.
Of course.
You were following the flow of traffic.
I was following the flow of traffic. I was following the flow of traffic. Luckily, there's free parking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lots of parking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I walked the wrong direction.
Of course.
Because it showed, like, I don't know, I walked down this dirt road for a minute, and I was like, this doesn't seem right. So I turned around, and I saw these other people walking towards...
I feel like you always get lost trying to find the place.
I don't know how.
Like, because this happened at the Space Blaster thing, too. You just ended up...
Well, that, yeah, that one was more unlabeled than this was, it turns out. So I start walking the other direction, and I see these, a group of two or three people walking kind of briskly this direction. I was like, oh, maybe they're also late. I'm not going to be the only one that's late. So I start walking that direction, and then I see a banner that's like 50 feet long on this fence that's like SanDiegoArcherClub.com or something like that. I forget exactly what it said, but it said Archer something. And I was like, that must be it. So I went in. It wasn't too bad. I only missed the first couple of minutes of safety.
Oh, good.
Which she then went over again. Yeah. So it wasn't that bad. And I got a shaded seat. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was an outdoor class.
Yeah, it was an outdoor range.
Well, I know the range was outdoor, but I didn't realize it. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, they had some rusty bleachers under some tent, which I kept like leaning on the bleacher and putting my hand on this big rust thing, and I was like, ah.
Oh, good. Okay, so the thing said they're going to teach you safety, sure. Teach you the basics, play some games.
She was so excited about that game. She wouldn't tell anyone what it was, but every 15 or 20 minutes, she'd be like, oh man, this game's going to be so good. She was like, oh, this game, don't forget the game.
Was it fun?
Keep going. And it was fine. We'll get there. It was at the end, you know.
Right, right.
Game's going to be great. It's going to be a good game, you guys. Best game you can play. So they had it set up. Let me see if I can remember the three rules of archery that she told us. It was something about bow weight, being able to hold the bow for 10 seconds mm-hmm. without shaking. And then it was arrow length. The arrow, you had to pick, by picking arrows, you had to hold it on your chest out and put both your hands out. And as long as there were at least 2 inches of arrow left on the other side of your fingertips, that was fine. Because, you know, you could pull it back. Or else the bow is going to get, the arrow is going to go past the bow.
Right.
And you will not be able to shoot it correctly. And then the third one, I think, was don't load the bow unless you're on the line.
That makes sense.
That was the most important one. Rule number three.
I mean, that's the same as, like, don't point a gun at people.
Okay, the amount of people that loaded arrows, she's like, don't even put the arrow on the string.
On the string, yeah.
And the people were like, oh, let me test it. And they, like, put it on there and pulled it. And she's like, hey, take your arrow off the bow, lady. But
in scuba, we had a rule, which this is not everywhere, but at my, where I learned scuba diving, we had a very strict rule about no scuba tanks left standing up.
Oh, because they tip?
Because you can knock them over.
And they blow up?
No, they break toes.
Oh. Right, because they are heavy, right?
Because they are very heavy.
Yeah.
And especially the top smashing down, like, they break toes. And so, you know, or anything they land on, really, they'll break shit.
Spirits,
regulators, expensive equipment, they can pop hearts. Things, hearts, you know, lots of stuff. So if you got caught with your tank standing, you would owe, like, you, if somebody was like, ah, tank's up, you owe me a drink. And you had to buy them a beverage.
Oh, I thought it was going to be push-ups.
No, but you would owe someone like a soda or a, like a kombucha or whatever, or a beer, maybe.
Okay. When did you drink it, though?
They were supposed to, they would have to, like, bring it to you.
Whenever. Just before the next class,
yeah.
Before the next time they leave their tank up?
Or yeah, else, well, exactly.
What if you just built them up and got a six, you just brought a six pack?
There were some people where you'd yell at them a bunch and be like, put your tank down, lay your tank down.
Was it because it was easier to set it down and leave it like that? Yeah. Like they were lazy?
Yeah. Oh. It's just laziness. Because they'd set it up, because you need to like put everything on it while it's standing up. And then you would lay it down, and then to put it back on, you'd lift it up again.
It's the unattended standing up.
It's the unattended standing up. It's not no standing up at all. It's don't leave it here and walk over there. You're supposed to keep a finger on it.
Well, since I don't think any of us were ever going to see each other again, nobody really held the rule of needing to buy the coach a drink. But I ended up with, God, it was so interesting because there were... I think 18 or 20 students there. So it was a pretty good turnout. And there were a couple of groups of people, there were a couple of pairs of people, and quite a bit of people that came solo, like me. And I thought that was very cool. But when she finished telling the rules, she was like, all right, we're going to pick bows and we're going to get arrows. You know, and then she told us about how to pick arrow length and everyone picked their arrows. And, that was fine because there was an abundance of arrows and we got to clip them on our little belt loops. They had a little hook. Didn't get to put them on our back, though, so that's... But
to be fair, apparently using a quiver is really hard.
Oh, yeah, you got to pull it, like, it's got to be low enough to pull the arrow all the way out, and yeah, it could break easy.
Yeah.
But then when it came to the bows, so everyone, I think every single person was right-handed. So it's not that there were...
I mean, in a group of 20, I would expect maybe two people to be left-handed because it's 12% of the population.
Well, we were on the low end of that spectrum
yesterday
or today. What day is it? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, then she started being like, all right, so I have between 12 pounds and 30 pounds was the bow weight that she had. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know. I haven't pulled the bow back in a long time, so I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
What is she's like, oh, 20 is the like most common, most popular one for most people. And she was just kind of like auctioning them off. She was like, all right, I got like a, what is this? It's a 14. And then someone would be like, oh, I'll take that one. And then it like every time a 20 pound one came up or 22 pounds, like one of the guys was like, I'll take it. And it was like, it seemed very weirdly competitive.
Like man.
Like they thought that she was going to run out of bows. Like, at some point that there was going to not be enough or something.
They're so
like,
what weight of bow did you end up with?
A 20-pound one. But I was, like, the last one to get a bow. I was like, I don't know, is there a 21? She's like, yeah, okay, here you go. It's like, I even, like, while it was happening, I even turned around to whoever was standing behind me. I don't remember who it was. I was like, I didn't realize this was going to be an auction for bows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, competition hasn't even started yet. So I got a 20-pound bow, which I could have probably done the 30-pound bow.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been as fun.
No, I pulled it back later to 30-pound bow, and I was like, I could see it. I could probably get a tired shoulder from 2 hours of archery.
Well, it probably would not be, like, when you're bowling for fun.
Right, you don't want a heavy ball.
Super heavy ball, yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, she basically let everyone choose their own groups. There were five targets, 5 meters away.
Okay.
And then there were groups of four, and I think one or two groups of three. I forget exactly how the math ended up. But I ended up in a group of four with a couple and their friend. And then she was like, all right, two people go up and shoot. We got three arrows each. Shoot, and then you swap. And then so we did that, and then she went. And then after everyone went one time, she stopped everyone and was like, all right, we're going to retrieve the arrows now. One person from every team can go at once. So everyone, like, very slowly, there was a line you couldn't cross.
Right.
So one person from each team, one at a time, went and got their arrows. And then they, you know, went with the fourth, and that, all of that. And then eventually it devolved into one person gets everyone's arrows because that took too long.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant at first, was that one person goes and gets all the arrows. As opposed to, in all honesty, wouldn't it be easier to just send everyone out to get the arrows so that way there's no risk of anyone shooting?
You'd think, because we had a whole part of the shooting range to ourselves. So there was no, very, very low chance of anyone shooting an arrow in that direction. Anyway, I thought it was very funny when the arrows missed the target, mm-hmm. because you don't think about how much force there is behind them. I never missed the target.
Wow. Not once. Wow, you had bad marksmanship.
Well, it took me a while to get the hang of it, but I always hit the target.
That's good.
But the lady I was paired with missed her first shot, and it went like 50 feet. Because, you know, she was holding it a little bit angled, like,
oh, yeah, so she
back, so the arch was, it went really far. And they were basically like, all right, we're going to get somebody else to go get that. Because they had other, like, instructors or members, right, or whoever.
Yeah, send a runner.
Yeah, to go get it. But, no, it was good. I mean, I hit a bullseye once or twice. I was not consistent.
I think that's it was your first time.
I mean, you know, I did archery and I was in sixth grade for one day.
Yeah, but what do you say every time I do something and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't, like, do it perfect. And you're like, wasn't it the first time that you've done it in 10 years? However long is the first time you've done it in literally 20 years? And you're trying to say that you have a marksmanship problem? And you hit multiple bows?
I mean, I might have been one of the better ones there, but, you know, I don't want to brag. But there was a certain level of consistency that I couldn't find.
Well, where not yet.
You're supposed to pull it back exactly to the corner of your mouth, but then, like, how much is your head tilted this way, and how much is you tilted this way, and how far apart are your feet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, like,
your... What, practice?
Yeah, practice. I'm pretty sure that's where the practice part comes in.
No, I don't know.
I'm rubbing off on you in a bad way with this. You're like, I'm not the best at it, therefore I suck. I was way better than everyone else there, but not to my own personal standards of excellence.
Well, I don't know if you know how frustrating it is to look down an arrow at it, looking exactly at the bullseye, shooting it, and it's like a foot away. On the, like there was a it was yellow, red, blue, white for the mm-hmm. rings right. around, and like there were so many times where I was aiming at the yellow, I thought. And it would hit the blue. And I was like, I swear, there's something wrong with this bow.
I think it was your first time. I honestly, that sounds like you did some archery. It's like complaining that you weren't getting holes in one your first time golfing.
I would complain about that. I would complain about that. And I would also be shooting at like Happy Gilmore and be like, why isn't it going straight?
I keep hitting trees.
I keep losing my balls. Good thing I brought a dozen.
Okay, so you did the first couple of rounds of shooting, and then what?
Well, in between...
talking about this game, so I'm curious when we get to there.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the game. I'd say after every round of people shooting, she's like, oh, yeah, everyone get ready for this game. It's going to be super fun. And you know, she was going around and helping people if they had questions. Oh, I didn't mention, she also had, like, these arm protectors,
mm-hmm.
if people wanted them.
Like a bracer?
Yeah, because some people, like, they hold their elbow, or, like, hyperextends a little bit. Kind of like yours.
I could see for mine, like, I would want some, because, like, the...
Where really all you need to do is, apparently, just turn your elbow a little bit.
Well, I would have to bend my elbow.
Right.
That is, do you know how hard that is to do?
It's hard.
It's really, really difficult. Like when I, like if I'm doing push-ups or plank, I have to slightly bend my elbows to not be hyperextending them.
Oh, yeah.
And it is way more difficult than like locking it.
Well, I remember when my dad was teaching me the little that I learned about archery is not locking your elbow, even if it doesn't hyperextend. Because like locking it like is not good. Because you want to be able to have that dexterity of back and forth this way, and the control
mm-hmm.
of holding it like, you know, you're like that. But she was helping everyone with their form, and the people that had the thing, she was also showing them how they can turn their arm and if it's more comfortable or not, and seeing if they were hitting their arm. There were also other people that opted out of the sleeves and just decided to slap their arm with a bowstring instead.
Did you take a sleeve?
No.
You just weren't hitting your bow?
No, I apparently had what she described as a perfect archer's arm.
How do I just keep picking, like, hobbies for you that you are built for. Like, I send you to pottery, and they're like, are you sure you're not, like, meant to be a potter? And you're like, I don't know. I send you to archery, and you have a perfect archer's arm.
Yeah, apparently it's, like, a great length for most bows, like, from shoulder to hand, but also from hand to elbow, there's no part that can be close to the string. And also, I have upper body strength to pull the arrow back. But I did learn a different way of pulling the arrow back, because my dad had taught me initially to put the arrow between your fingers. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say this is the arrow. People, audio, I'm pointing my finger out.
Using pointer finger.
And yeah. then you put the finger
like
around.
Like a cigarette.
Like a cigarette. Yeah. But you put it more in the cleft, in the inside
yeah,
of the
like,
hand.
Yeah, like against the knuckle.
Against the knuckle. And then, or, well, I guess more it's like that. Anyway, you're kind of like a claw.
Yeah.
And then you pull it back like that to kind of steady it. But his bows, I don't remember them having a little metal ball bearing thingy to line up the arrow, so I don't know if that's normal or not. Anyway, she taught us to put three fingers under the arrow. So it went metal, ball, arrow, pushed up against it, underneath the ball, mm-hmm. and then three fingers pushed up against the arrow underneath that to pull it back.
Mm.
So some people also got like some rash on their fingers from rope burn, basically. Yeah,
from the string.
But no, I mean, I felt pretty confident with that thing.
Yeah?
Felt pretty confident.
Did she ask if it was your first time? I mean, it wasn't your first time, so.
She did ask kind of generally if anyone had had any archery experience or whose experience was first. But I talked amongst our group about mm-hmm. our experience with archery. And the three people, it was their first time ever. And I was like, well, I did one time in sixth grade. And my dad has bows, but he got most of them after I left the house. So I don't know much about them. But actually, it's really funny because the group that I was with, it was three girls and two guys, and two of them were a couple, and then there was a fifth lady as the
so two sets of couples,
and then one fifth wheel as I later described as a joke to her, and she was like, yeah, I guess so. But apparently, before the trip, they had a. They were a part of a book club, the three girls, part of a book club, where they were reading a book about, I forget, she told me the name of the book, but I forgot, about someone that lived in the wild and needed to hunt, and she was an archer in the book. And they were like, oh, it might be fun to
do an archery
to
class?
Do archery class, because they do it in the book. And then they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then they're like, can we bring our boyfriends? And she's like, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, since I was also alone, her and I chatted a lot more.
Right, because you said it was the couple and then her.
And then her.
So if they're going two at a time, the couple.
Yeah.
Honestly, lame couple move.
I mean, you know.
No, because if we are going out.
Well, and we're different. We would split up.
If we were going out and we had a third wheel friend, I would, one of us would be with the friend and one of us would be talking to a new person. For sure. Like, I do not see us going with one friend, like, as a trio to something, and then making that person.
Well, I don't think that anyone felt bad about it. I think it was just more unexpected.
That they're going to be grouped up like that?
Yeah. And I think, you know, we made the best of it. We had a fun conversation, you know. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff, but archery was not her strong.
Oh, she wasn't like,
she was the one that she missed a couple of times, but it was good because she played it off like I meant to do, you know. She was fun. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I meant to do that. I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And the instructor's like, do you need help aiming, and
she's like, I just suck. No, I think I'm just bad at this.
No, but I hope that me also being solo there mm-hmm. helped, because, you know, at least we got to hang out and have something to do while we waited for the other team to go. And, you know, it would have been a lot worse to sit there in silence for me.
Yeah.
And just watch, you know? Especially because I still had, like, coffee, like, on the brain and in my pants.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I was like, God, anything.
Because you didn't, like, rinse down in between.
No, I was already late. Literally, I came in, stripped down, put new clothes on, grabbed a towel, wiped down the seat. I'm sure the foot pad in the car reeks of coffee. Luckily, it's a dark color.
Well, and at least you don't use cream or sugar. So it's just coffee.
No, I can't. No, I don't.
So, okay. So you've got a perfect archer's arm.
I made friends.
You made friends.
With all five of them. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I made sure to include everybody
right.
in the conversation I was trying to have. Because, like, you know, maybe they don't branch out that often either.
So did the coach, like, announce to the class how perfect your arm was, or did she just tell you?
No. She just kind of mentioned it, you know, as I was shooting. But then the game.
Right. The game. The very fun game.
Very fun game. All right. Are you ready for this game?
I am so ready for this game.
I'm curious. What do you think the game is?
I would guess that they put a balloon on the target, and then it was popping a balloon or something.
See, you would be partially right. The game was multiple rounds.
Okay.
Of different things.
Of different things on the target?
Mm-hmm.
So a balloon.
Okay. Get two more guesses.
Maybe like a skeet shooting disc.
She's not going to get it.
Like a skeet shooting disc?
No. One more guess.
A watermelon.
Incorrect.
Apple?
No, no more guesses. Oh. But also wrong.
Okay.
So, she sets this all up. She's like, all right, balloons on the target. There's going to be three rounds. Balloon up, hanging from a golf tee in the target because it went in a hole.
Okay.
Right? So there's a balloon blowing in the wind. It's kind of windy. And it was basically like, every team was a team, and then once you pop the balloon as a team, you get to move on to the next thing.
Right. So if you pop the balloon first, are they putting a hold on the firing range and then they have to swap it out? And then
No. They went full round of four people. If you pop the balloon within that, then you're great, cool. Then they'll swap it for the next round. And if you didn't, then you have to do the balloon again.
Mm.
So it was balloon. We got on the first round.
Nice.
I didn't pop it. The other guy did. Dave. Dave's cool. I like Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Dave. He was the one that he had a lot of experience shooting other things that were not bows and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And he very quickly realized, hey, this isn't that different from a gun.
Oh. So he was good at marksmanship.
But there's no recoil. So he also had to account for that.
Because
he was used to shooting like 12-gauge shotguns. Which is a lot more recoil.
Right. So every time he would let the bow go, yeah.
Whoa.
He falls forward. He's like bracing.
Dave, you don't need to. Dave, get up, Dave.
Get up, Dave.
No. He was very good, and he was fun. He was kind of quiet, but I broke him out of his shell a little bit.
Wow.
So he popped the balloon. The next thing on the target, pizza plate. A plate shaped like a piece of pizza. The goal was...
Like a paper plate?
Yes. The goal was to either hit the pepperoni or the cheese. If he hit the crust, it didn't count. And she kind of randomly put it on every target. So it wasn't in a specific place.
Okay, so anywhere...
I hit the pepperoni.
Wow.
First try. Dave hit the crust. And she very much, the coach was very much like, the crust doesn't count. And he was like, I hit the crust. She's like, crust doesn't count. And he's like, it's okay, we already hit the pepperoni. But, you know, we unloaded all the arrows either way.
Yeah.
And then the other, there was one team that never popped a balloon. But the third thing was, you didn't guess it, a CD on a string.
Were you trying to hit the CD or just through the hole or?
She said you could either break it or get it through the hole.
Well, yeah, I think those are the two options for hitting it. Or you miss it. You didn't include that.
I did the third thing.
Yeah, you missed it.
I missed it. Everyone missed it except for one team. I think on like the second round of shooting at the CD, someone cracked it a little bit. But that was hard.
I'm sure. It's much smaller.
Well, especially because the way that she set it up was on an arrow, on a string, the CD was blowing sideways, going like this. And it was kind of windy, too. So like you had to really
account for wind.
Yeah, which I did not.
No.
Yeah.
You're too busy trying to figure out what eye to use.
I kept messing up because instinctually I closed my right eye. Because, like, so let me...
I closed my left eye.
Let me tell you how you find your dominant eye. Because that was actually pretty cool. Let's say, honestly, just look at the light.
Okay.
And then put your hands up and make a little hole. Okay? And put the light...
How big is the hole?
Pretty small. Pretty small hole. You put your hands together, and it's like a little triangle within your thumbs. And then, basically, look in the hole. And bring it to your eye. Just don't, like, just, you know, focus between the hole. Which eye does it go to?
Okay, hold on. I need to not look at that light.
Maybe a smaller thing. That was your left eye.
No.
Oh, I didn't see.
I wear glasses. So.
Right, yeah. All I saw was this. Like, you just bumped into your nose in your glasses. So I didn't see exactly what eye you went to. Anyway, that's how you find your...
I mean, it was going to this eye.
So your dominant eye.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I didn't realize that. Because when you focus on something, like if you look through there, you can focus with either eye, you know, and it looks different. It like kind of shifts.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to figure out. But also very frustrating to do while shooting. Because you pull it back and you're like this, with closing my left eye, my right eye, using my dominant eye, my left eye. But then it took me way out of it. Like I missed. So I had to, every time I was like, which eye am I closing?
Well, was the game fun?
I had fun.
Was it as fun as she hyped it up to be?
I think it would have been more fun if she put like multiple balloons or like, I don't know. It was fine. I feel like it might have more impact if you're a child. Like you might get more excited for the game.
Sure, sure. The pizza plate. You know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm amazed I didn't guess that.
You should have.
I should have. So, final thoughts. Overall, do you...
I would be curious what the price is for being a part of that club. To be able to go and shoot your own bows and arrows at a target. I assume it's similar to like, I don't know, tennis? Where you like sign up for a specific time frame to go shoot. I don't know. But I would be into doing it more. It was very fun. It was very cool. I'm kind of good at it. And it's a good, like, relaxing.
Meditative.
Like, you kind of need to become in tune with your breathing and with your eyes and you need to focus. But also, like, it's very low stakes.
Right, because you're just shooting.
Unless you make it high stakes.
That's when you put a stake on the target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you light your arrow on fire.
Right. And then...
Cook the steak.
Yes.
Eat the steak. And then everyone else on the firing range is like,
Who the fuck?
Can we call the police? He's lighting stuff on fire. We're in a dry spell right now, okay? We're in a drought.
So you'd go do it again?
I would love to do it again. Yeah. Especially if my dad is going to gift me a bow.
Yeah.
Which I don't know when that would be. You know, like he made it sound like when he dies.
Right.
So
He only has 17 of them. So, which by the way, I didn't really ask what kind of bows you were using.
They're recursive bows. It says in the description.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
So
Can you describe it?
So a longbow is like one piece of wood that then bends.
And and with like string at top and bottom. And those are really hard.
Right. A recursive bow is like there's the handle and then it kind of goes up and out.
Okay, so like elfish looking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the string goes on the top and the bottom and then it bends towards you. And then there's also a compound bow.
Right, and that's got the pulleys.
It's got the machine works, whatever. Right? That one's cheating.
Did she say it was cheating?
I'm just joking. That's how you kill animals, but basically. It has, because, you can have it less weight, but more power.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were all pretty similar. It looked like all the same brands, but all wood colored. Yeah. Have you shot a bow and arrow before?
Not like a real one.
No?
No.
Well, you did have that shoulder injury. I don't know if it'd be.
Yeah.
Which shoulder is hurt again? I always forget.
I mean, it's my right. That's my dominant side.
You potentially could shoot left-handed. Because I feel like most of the tension is in the pulling arm.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would want to shoot left-handed. That feels like it would feel very wrong.
Can you shoot pool left-handed?
No.
No, me neither.
No. I feel like even just thinking about doing it left-handed feels bad.
It feels weird, right? It feels it's like wrong. Throwing a ball with your non-dominant hand, or like playing the whenever I'd play the guitar with my like turning it around, it feels so weird. Which you'd think like the dominant hand is the one that's doing the least amount of work because it's just strumming like this, mm-hmm. and your other hand's doing the stuff, the moving and the jiggling and the jiving. But you'd think that the dominant hand would be doing that. But it can't. It doesn't. It doesn't do it.
I mean, I think for some people it might. I mean, they could. I mean, you just learned it one way, and it's really hard to unlearn that after 20 years of doing it the one way.
It's true. It's true.
Like, I'm sure I could probably learn to shoot left-handed, but I don't think I would want to.
That's fair.
Well, I'm so glad you had a good time.
I had a great time.
And that you liked it and that you were good at it. And that always feels good. And do you think it'll be a hobby that you like pursue? I mean, if you get a bow from your dad.
Yeah. Again, it's a price and time, price versus time situation, right? Mm-hmm. If I want to keep going to pottery, right, that's kind of an expensive hobby.
Yeah, pottery is not exactly a cheap hobby. It's like...
Which I have not started yet because I don't know which pottery place to go to, but they're all about the same price, so it's not like a... It's not like I'm going to go to the cheap one. It's like...
Right.
But I feel like archery may or may not be price...
Which, on the plus side, though, if you find a... Because the last place that you did pottery at... That's actually a chain. So if they have a location down here, you can probably just transfer that previous class to down here. Mm. You can maybe ask about it.
I could ask about it for sure, yeah. I didn't think about that. We could also get a target for the backyard.
You could do a target on the hill really easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there's nothing over there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess you could technically risk shooting into the canyon, but...
I wouldn't shoot up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd shoot at the hill or maybe like the fence at the higher up, like maybe like that direction, not low, high, right?
High, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I like those kinds of things because they don't take that much thought and it's a lot of instinctual feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I'm going back to my roots of hunter-gatherer.
Wow, yeah.
I almost want to take my shoes off.
Yeah, get a little grounded, touch some grass.
There was no grass. It was all dirt.
Grip your toes.
Grip into the dirt.
You know, here's the other thing. If you get real good at archery, we can totally fuck up some Ren fairs. Because they always have archery games or whatever.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they always have archery stuff.
Oh, man. Okay. What do you win?
I don't know. It depends on the Ren fair. Sometimes I think it's just nothing. Sometimes
if anyone knows what you win in a Ren fair.
Sometimes I think you pay $5 to shoot arrows, but It is fun if you're good at it.
Is it like when you hit the big with that big hammer and it hits the bell?
And it goes ding ding ding.
You just pay to do that. You don't actually get a prize.
I don't know.
Maybe you get like a strongman necklace.
Yeah, for archery.
No. For the bell thing. But I'm thinking for archery. What would the archery equivalent be for that? Maybe you get like a medal. I mean, or like a little badge.
You probably get like a tiny replica arrow this big.
With a bow, you know, too? Like, you can, two or three inches
long, yeah.
You can shoot it at people?
A little tiny.
Like, yeah. Cupid's bow.
Like a Cupid's bow, yeah.
I do that.
Oh, man. We could dress you up as Cupid.
And I could actually shoot
you
people?
You could shoot people, but maybe with like suction cups or something.
Maybe with like little balls, like little soft balls on the front.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how heavy of a bow, 'cause that's still going to hurt.
That's true. Would a suction cup not hurt?
I don't know.
Depends on where I hit them.
Yeah, it depends.
I could really make some people fall in love.
Just right in the nards.
They could be... I could bring people closer together by teaming them up against me. They're like, wait, did you get shot?
Fuck that guy!
Did you get shot by that Cupid guy, dude? Let's go kick his ass! And I'm like, oh, true love. Oh, I've already filled my diaper. Thanks for watching, everybody.
And listening. Thanks for listening, everybody. And for those of you watching, thanks for watching.
Maybe that part we could leave in the outro, the bloopers.
Yeah, that might be it.
Check out the bloopers on the fourth wall.
Yeah, in case you... When they're going to get that part, maybe we can leave that, like, it cuts. Yeah, maybe we can leave that in the bloopers. Check out the bloopers.
That's the bloopers.
Like, boop.
It's 3 seconds long.
3 seconds long.
You know, it's worth every penny.
No, there's like the bit of razzin we do at the start. And whatever.
We were singing songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's focusing the camera. You know what?
Yeah, I was singing a little Italian disco.
Thank you, everyone, for also being a Bortco member on the fourth wall.
Yes.
For the free tier, the other tier higher than that, and even the tier higher than that.
Just all three of them.
And can't even forget the highest tier.
Yeah, that one, too.
Yeah. They get a video.
They do get a video. So,
and they can see what I'm wearing right now, or what I'm not wearing.
Wow. Shoes. The answer is shoes.
For what?
What you're not wearing.
Right.
We're inside. We're not wearing shoes.
Well, what if I was just wearing shoes? Would that be the opposite of this outfit?
That would. It would, what, no socks?
Yeah, it would be no socks, no pants, no shirt, no overshirt, no Separtex. Shoes.
Yeah. Well, on that note.
I love ending these, you know?
I feel like that could also go in the bloopers.
No.
Oh,
let him have it.
Okay, fine. Thank you all so...
We got one. We got one.
Oh, you really pushed me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We do this every other week.
Mm-hmm.
We might end up... We probably should just start doing it every week and do...
The solo, the together adventures together?
Together adventures together.
The bi-weekly secondary podcast.
Bi-weekly secondary podcast.
Together adventures
podcast.
Together.
Together adventures together.
Welcome to Solo Adventures Together. Together Adventures together. Sub-podcast.
It's a podcast within the podcast where we go and do stuff together instead of doing stuff apart.
Honestly, brilliant idea.
You know,
can we fit that on a t-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, people like to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the other side of the shirt can say, like, read the front of the shirt.
Out loud.
So next I'm going to be sending you somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to send me somewhere. Do you have any ideas?
There's only so many times you can thank. Like, you've thanked like
eight
times in a row.
Well, I know! But you keep interrupting, and I'm trying to just do the thank you and say goodbye, and then you keep bringing up a new topic.
We can put that in the bloopers. I don't have any ideas yet, but I do have more options now.
Uh-huh.
Although, real quick, not to change the topic and go off on a side tangent at all, but I was talking to someone at the event about the podcast, because they asked,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... What was I going to say?
talking to somebody at the event.
What were you talking about?
About the podcast, or future events for me, that I'm going on an adventure next.
Oh, right. I was talking to them about how much weirder the events were in L.A.
Oh.
versus San Diego. Because, like, the San Diego ones are all pretty normal, but there are still a lot of them. But there's other weird ones in L.A., and we've done mostly weird ones.
Right.
From L.A. Like,
right. They were pretty bizarre.
The one that I really wish that you still could have done was the B's and T's.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
That was a bummer. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks so much. You can catch us live on our stream Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific, where we do a comedy cooking show. We also have our YouTube channel that we put
some effort into.
So, I mean, there's stuff on there. There's stuff on there. It's kind of taking a backseat a little bit. So,
look, we upload whenever it needs.
If we can post twice a month on there, we're doing pretty good. So that's,
I think we could do that.
I think if we put up two videos a month, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be one a week, but clearly that has not been happening.
Sometimes having, like, too much pressure makes us not do it.
Right, and we're like, I don't know.
Like, what's the consequence, you know?
Yeah, none. They don't get that many views anyway, so.
Yeah, it'd be for us.
It's just for us, and, like, if it's for me, I don't want to stress about it.
Exactly.
So, but that's not a very good... The videos are good. Go watch them.
Watch the videos.
Watch the videos
right now.
They're great.
My personal recommendation video to start on would be Directing the World. Was that what it's called? The Shea Huckleberry one with the director.
Directing the World. Yeah, that is a good one.
Other than that, Bork Cop's great.
Yeah, Bork Cop, Directing the World. There's a lot of good shorts on there. Mm-hmm. And also... a lot of interesting cooking stuff on there too. So.
Which we will be doing more cooking videos here, especially now since the kitchen's bigger.
Yes. I just gotta get my act together with it.
Well, but we already have our next idea.
I know. I have a couple ideas.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you already got your act together?
We gotta, well, we have to actually do it. But
thanks,
everybody,
for watching. Yeah, let's end it.
Yeah, let's end it. Thanks so much for listening. Follow us.
I keep saying watching.
I know you keep saying watching because we're talking to a camera right now, but you got to say listening because that's most people are listening.
Let me close my eyes. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
With the next one.
Yes, we will.
Goodbye.